the wheels of the Lorenz machine, mm-hmm. you may actually stimulate that. Each one of those consumes 1.4 amps.
Yeah,
take a quick look. And it's driving 500 halos.
So each one of those consumes how much?
1.4 amps.
Okay,
each.
So it really adds up.
Certainly does. Hence all the transformers.
Yes, the transformers, yeah.
And the blobs of solder because of the connections. That there, that one, is an original transformer.
That's an original Colossus transformer.
Yeah, that's an original Colossus. Yeah, which is why we can call it a rebuild, because we do actually have...
You have original parts. What's your name, by the way, just for the film? Phil Hayes. Hello.
I've been working on the rebuild project for 8 years. So I've done all the printing control mechanisms.
So this bank, this is basically, this bank and this bank, what's distinguishing them? You've got most of the memory here.
This is not memory, this is simulates the wheels.
This simulates the wheels, gotcha, okay.
Don't get too close, there's 400 volts on this, which is why we don't normally allow public round the back, alright? Because we have health and safety and all that.
So my crays have 480 volt. They're not turned on. You need to have a diesel generator set for power.
I wish I'd known. When I came over to California, because we went over on holiday 1 year.
I'll run the printer for you.
Thank you.
You want to go around the other side?
We're enjoying our Babbage engine with its printer at the Computer History Museum.
Yeah, it's come
back.
Yeah, because it was at the Science Museum. They built it, yeah?
Yeah.
I saw it go, yeah.
Yeah, it's there's two now. There's two with printer.
All right.
Yeah. And it's all tooled in. You know, it's easy to crank.
What's the name again?
Bruce Damer.
Oh, hello. Yes, I'm Tony Sale.
Hello, Tony. Pleasure to meet you.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. I like your stuff that you've been doing. It's very good.
The Digibarn.
Yeah. Good. Yes. Yeah.
Pleasure to finally get here.
Are you
going to
come in? Well, too. Do you want to go and meet Kevin?
Sure.
Yeah
absolutely. Yeah.
Let me change my glasses.
Maybe
do that.
Do you have any other
questions about it? He's in the office, right?
Okay. Thanks.
You can always come back.
No,
it's just
I'm,
that you've got a tool coming.
Yeah,
in, so
yeah, that's right. I can get out of their way.
Yeah.
I know. I give tours constantly for about 6 months. Get worn out.
Bruce
Damer.
Here's if I may introduce to Kevin, and Kevin can show you around.
Gosh, so much here.
This is only a fraction of it. We've got a lot of stuff in storage, which we can't put on display. Kevin, Bruce Dane.
Oh, hello there.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Finally, good to get here.
Put you two together, yeah?
Yep.
When you want to see Colossus, come back, yeah?
Okay,
and I'll run the printing for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right, okay.
Sorry for no warning, but I was just in London at university and thought I'd come up with some friends.
Okay. Have you had a look around at all yet?
Just took the tour.
Right. Oh, okay, around the museum. What I need to do, we're building a gallery down there, which I shall show you in a bit. If you want to have a look around, this is the main frame room
end.
I'll come and find you in just a few minutes.
Absolutely no problem.
Yes, could you?
Yeah.
Sorry, can I introduce you to... This is John Sinclair.
Just a cup of tea. Yeah. Just having a...
The G-Barn Computer Museum.
Yes, I know you were coming. You're a friend of Jules, I think.
Yes, yeah.
Do you actually know him?
I don't.
I will catch up with you in a
minute.
I'll show him now. Right, where to start? Well, this we'll go to the beginning, shall we? Can I just do something? I'll just notice this BBC machine and it needs resetting.
It's going click. No, that's another mistake.
Yes.
Okay.
That machine often, if you hit the brake key, it cancels the program, puts it back to the equivalent of a DOS prompt, and nobody knows what to do.
What to do with it.
And it just sits there glumly looking at you.
So much.
This is where we started back in 1994. This was the first room, and this machine here is the first machine that I had.
It's your.
It is your, called a,
your imprint, the Elliot. Okay.
Yeah, it is. Back in 1960-something, I went to work for this company.
Okay.
And I became an 803 engineer. And so this is my first beginnings in computers.
First loves are always important.
It is, it is. I learned to program in machine code on this machine. I learned to be a computer engineer on this machine. 16-week full-time residential training course. But that didn't equip me for fixing the machine out in the field.
Yeah.
Told me how it worked, but not how to fix faults. But it was a gate-by-gate training course. One did everything. And this is a 1961 this was built. Germanium transistors.
Right.
Wonderful, thank you very much.
Well, enjoy it with my colleagues, and hope to see you here again.
I'll be back.
You will be back, I'm delighted. Yes. Tony Sale was able to help you.
He just said hello, and it was an honour to meet
quite
him.
Quite busy and everything else.
Yeah.
But leave you there, and you can enjoy yourself and talk Boffin language.
Boffin speak.
Yeah, germanium transistors, and it is a serial computer.
Serial computer.
Are you Bruce from Digibon?
I am.
Nice to meet you. I'm Adam.
Oh, Adam. Hello.
Hello. I run the Cray Wiki.
Oh, the Cray Wiki, of course. Yeah. Great to be here, finally.
Yes.
Here, can I get you guys' picture? Actually, can you take our pictures?
What's that?
With the round button.
Not
great. Actually, come in here where the light's better.
I don't want the window to be
don't
in
want
your
the window.
Back.
Should we go
and
see it?
Yeah. All right, I'll set it. It's great. The Cray Wiki man.
Let's do another one.
Next to Elliot, our friend. Wonderful. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm on your newsletter and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, we. What's, you know, we've got the Cray 1, the Cray 2, bits of the Cray XMP, the Cray 3, and I'm going to scan the Cray 4 brochure, unproduced Cray 4, see if you can use that.
Yeah, if you give us a copy of that, I wouldn't mind.
We got this sort of fun Digibarn history. For 5 years, the Cray 1's been sitting on an oak wood pallet.
Yes.
And I realized that in earthquake country, The central processing towers here, the transformers, which are fully full, they're 600 pounds a piece. Most Crays are drained, but ours are not. If it ever had an earthquake, the thing would walk itself off. And so a fellow from the Computer History Museum came by, and we took 6 hours with crowbars trying to align the bolt holes with bolts that had been fallen down, and we finally got three of them tied in so that when an earthquake happens, the processor will just sort of stand there and wobble
around.
Where
are you, San Jose area?
We're up in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
All right.
So if you drive up Highway 17, just go off. We're up in the hills there. I have it's an old farm with a big, big cider pressing barn.
I think I've seen your pictures on.
You've seen the.
Yeah, I think I've followed a few of Jules' links.
It's a massive community-based project for a lot of Silicon Valley people. And people from elsewhere. And our oldest working machine is slightly younger than this. The Link, we got all working, the Link from Lincoln Laboratory.
How old is that?
62. And it has a CRT. It's kind of considered the first personal workstation because it was meant for one user, turn off at night. CRT, it had, the deck tape was invented for it, the little spools by Charlie Molnar. And Gordon Bell worked on the project. And so we found a guy, the original team was coming back together, and we found a guy that had four of them in his garage. And they restored one and trucked it out, and we had an event last year. And we flew in Wes Clark, and the whole team came in. And Ivan Sutherland came, and it was really quite a and I can power it up. It used to take 90 minutes to warm up. Now it works immediately for unknown reasons. So I can write lap 6 code on it, and it's the first machine that really be dedicated to one person, fully interactive, could put the deck tape, the tapes in the mail, and that became the PDP-8, and all those things came out of that.
Right.
So the modules are built by deck.
Yeah,
two PDP-8s. The modules are built by Digital Equipment, and so Gordon Bell was hanging around the project because it was the first time that they had built the PDP-1, done the PDP-1, but the Link project, they had to design all these discrete component modules, and they realized, wait a minute, there's a business here.
Yeah.
And so then they went on to make the PDP line, and they basically said, can we have the deck, the tape mechanism? And they were given that design, and so that became deck tape, which was really important for what they were going to do. And then I found out later that Wes Clark, when he said at the initial plans for the internet had come to his desk at one point, and it showed mainframe, 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 all just tied together from the different schools, the different military ones. He crossed out the diagram and said, that's wrong, we need a box in between, and base it on the Link. And that was the message box. And in fact, the very, almost the size of the cabinet of the Link was just, well, the imp was designed by Severo Ornstein, who was the hardware engineer on the Link. So the Link is actually kind of the basis of the first internet router, the ARPANET router. So it's a really important machine, and it didn't have anything online, really. And I met Severo Ornstein, and he said, there's nothing on the Link. And so we've got it, it's 45 years old, and we got to do something and get it in its place in history. And that's why we did the restoration and brought it up. Anyway, that's our old humming one.
Would you like
to
tour the museum?
That's
sure.
What I'm doing.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, let's, Adam, if you would like to.
Sure. Speak. Yeah. Anybody? I'm thrilled to be here.
Yeah.
I do have some other friends here, but I'm sure they'll find me.
All I've done is just talked about the 803, right. But I've not been anywhere else. Have you been in Colossus yet?
I've seen it just briefly. Met Tony just briefly. But yeah, please, I'd love to.
Right, Adam.
All right.
Yeah, you didn't say you didn't tell me to be Ukraine, were you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well, this bit's packed up.
I'm talking too fast. So,
wow, this is.